Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Believe it or not, something as simple as walking can be incredibly effective for losing weight, improving your mental health, and building your strength. In his new book, which is called The Walking Effect, health and fitness expert Carl Henry reveals how walking can transform your life, and he shares his guide to Ireland's best walking trails, and he's with me now. Carl, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
You're very clever. You came in shorts, and the temperature in the studio is around 40 degrees for some reason, so you were very prescient. Anyway, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
I advertised your presence on the program at the beginning by saying, forget about the fat chab, try walking instead. That's Carl's recipe. So talk to me about what walking does for you, and does it depend on how you walk?
It does. Well, walking is, we've always had it. It's always been there. And we do less and less of it. It's nature's elixir of health for mental health benefits, physical health benefits, aging health benefits, bone density benefits. There's nothing walking doesn't do. But as a society, we've kind of forgotten that. And we look to other things to help us get healthy. But actually, it's free, it's simple, and it's a choice that we're all presented with on a day-to-day basis. So
walking to the gym, might take a half an hour, and walking back might be better than the session you do in the gym.
It's low intensity, which is brilliant. So low intensity movement is very beneficial. We call that GDM, or general daily movement. It's what we do day to day, walking into your studio today, walking around the floor outside. That's GDM. Exercise is different, though, from a walking perspective. You've got to push the body to get slightly out of breath. How do you do that? You walk faster. You walk up a hill. We know those who live in hillier areas age better than those who live in flat areas. You choose the stairs, you use a weighted walking vest potentially, but it's getting slightly out of breath, that worked out effect. And there is a difference between the two. So if you have the maximum benefits from an exercise perspective, you have to walk fast enough to be getting kind of
many people wear trackers to indicate their heart rate and so on. Now, do you have to hit a certain heart rate, and does it depend on how fit you are? I mean, if you're grossly overweight and you walk upstairs, your heart rate will soar.
Absolutely.
That tells you maybe not a lot.
The easiest way to track that is we call it huffing and puffing. For it to be exercise, you need to be huffing and puffing in terms of the movement. That's a heart rate of about 130 to 140 beats, probably thereabouts, depending on the person. But that's the easiest way to do it. Are you slightly out of breath when you're doing it? And, you know, if you haven't taken the stairs, take them. Yes, it is hard, but it gets easier. You will be stronger. You will deal with stress better. So, like, there's nothing just choosing movement doesn't do. And taking that choice, an opportunity to move, or an OTM, which is that if I come up from West Cork, I get the train up to Houston, I'll walk wherever I have to go, as opposed to getting a cab or getting the Lewis or getting a bus. I choose to move, and I might clock up 20, 30,000 steps around the city. I go back on the train and then I go home. But that's a choice I make.
Now, you're not necessarily pushing it when you're doing that, I presume, because you'd be pushing people out of the way on the sidewalk, which wouldn't do. So that's that general walk.
It is. Now, it's the general daily movement.
What good does that general daily movement do if you do a lot of it? You know, people are looking, did I do 10,000 steps today? Did I do 15,000 steps today?
Steps is a funny thing, right? 10,000 is a marketing number. It doesn't mean really anything.
It comes from Japanese, I believe.
It is, DCU did some research. 7,000 seems to be the number. But the real answer is, the more movement you do, the stronger you are, the better you age. The more movement you do on a general daily movement perspective, you'll have better mental health. You'll deal with stress better. You'll interact with people better. You'll eat better. So just taking that opportunity, it changes your whole outlook on the day. And it's simple. We all look to supplements, or we look to whatever it may be. It's there in front of you. If you have the ability and opportunity to move and you take it, it is an elixir. There's nothing it won't do.
It's amazing when you go out into the cold weather, for instance, and you think, oh, this is terrible, maybe I'll go back in. But if you don't and you persist, within 5 minutes, you feel great. I mean, the temperature falls away as having any impact on you, you know.
Well, they call that a 60-second walk. So it's the first 60 seconds. That's the hardest part. Getting the gear on, getting the runners on, getting out the door, getting to the end of whatever, making the initial choice of, I'm not going to get the car today. I'm not going to get a taxi. Once you're 60 seconds in, you're there. You've warmed up, you're kind of happy out. but it's getting over those initial 60 seconds. And like weather's never, gear is the issue with weather. So having the right gear, particularly as we head into the winter season, is important from any kind of movement perspective. But it's that first 60 seconds you focus on. Once you're over that, you're rocking.
Now, talk to me about walking technique. I mean, people just walk naturally, you'd imagine. Maybe. But sometimes you can spot people by their gait often. You know, some people are a bit flat-footed and they're more like a duck than anything else.
So gait is really important. Everyone listening in should know how their foot hits the ground, and that's called gait. How do you know that? You go, when the next time you're buying runners or shoes, you get your gait checked in a shop that will do it. Most stores do it now for free. You either walk on the outside of your foot, the inside of your foot, or neutral across the base of your foot. Neutral is what we're looking for. And different shoes will support your feet in different ways.
And you
can
look at your own trainers and see where is the wear.
You flip your shoe upside down. Yeah. Where is it wearing? Is it on the left, the right, or evenly across the sole? And that's important because as your foot hits the ground, it's the first point of contact for all your joints with the floor. So having the right gait and the right shoe is absolutely crucial. And it is something that everyone should know. The second thing is how you walk is your posture. We look at tech. Neck is a big thing now because people walk on their phones. They're hunched forward. The neck is, the head is heavy. It's about 12 pounds. That pulls your posture forward. So looking straight ahead is a much healthier way to walk. Posture is tall, and then use your arms to propel yourself.
Now, getting more speed, seemingly your arms, the way you hold your arms will help you get speed.
Yeah, stride and arms. So lengthen your stride, open the hips up, and then use your arms to propel. People think of that kind of 80s, 90s idea of power walking with dumbbells. It's not quite that, but the arms do absolutely help. The easiest way to do it was walk with somebody faster because you're going to have to keep up with them. Like we do that with clients all and have done over the years all the time. But it is important to push the body a little bit. If you want adaptation, so physical change, muscle mass change, fat loss, bone density improvements, you have to challenge the body somewhat. And if walking is your form of movement, from an exercise perspective, they're the challenges that you need to bring in. Keep making it harder. Keep pushing your body a little bit. Hills are your friend when it comes to aging. We
know
that.
So even if you go hill walking, for example, because you're going up hills, you're getting a huge benefit, even though you may not be going that fast.
Hills are one of the blue zones for aging health. We talk about blue zones of those who age better. People who live near the coast, they age better, absolutely. People who live surrounded by people, age better. But people who live in hillier areas age better because you're stronger. You fall less as you get older, and that keeps you young. It's the falling that causes the aging process to accelerate.
Now, trying to be motivated, I mean, one of the things you say in the book is walk with a friend because you can't let them down.
Yeah. Surrounding yourself with people to make you healthier is a really simple way to do it. We come into the winter months, especially over the next kind of 3-4 weeks, it's a little bit harder. So setting a target, setting a goal, surrounding yourself with people to walk with or to get healthy together with is a really simple way of doing it. Again, it's being a conscious consumer. So be conscious of those OTMs. You have an opportunity to move. Take it. And by taking it, things are good.
Some of the texts come in. I spend most of my waking hours on my feet, whether in the house or out in the garden doing jobs. Is that beneficial?
Amazing. Best thing you can do for your health is stand. Those who work in shops and who stand more during the day are healthier than those who don't.
I started walking last June, just half an hour, and increased as the months went by. Now I'm doing 2 hours 3 times a week. I really enjoy it now. It doesn't cost me anything, except shoe leather, I suppose, or trainers. I'm much fitter now. That's from Marion. When I used to use a gym, I was frustrated by arriving drivers, delaying everyone trying to park as near to the door as possible so they wouldn't have to walk far.
I know where that gym is, by the way. That's out in Clontarf. That fascinates me.
Well, that's actually Austin in Fermoy.
So oh, is it? Okay, there's several gyms who do it.
They're going in to run on the treadmill, and yet they're too lazy to walk from
the
car park.
If you do that for your supermarket shop, right, watch where people park in car park. They're fast. We subconsciously do it. We park as close as we can to wherever we're going, Dublin Airport or any airport. So like by parking further away, that's an OTM. That could be a minute of a walk or 2 minutes of a walk or on the way into work. Where do you park? Subconsciously, you park as close to the door as you possibly can. Park further away where there's loads of spaces and walk that couple of minutes. And that's getting movement into your day. It all adds up. It all stacks up to a healthier body.
Now, I have to talk to you about fat jabs because in your work, you come across people who are on it. Now, there are positives for people who, for reasons of health, need to drop the weight. But there are negatives as well.
There are. It's fascinating. GLP-1s are absolutely fascinating. So for those who need them, who are the right weight criteria, who have a health condition, they're a game changer. And they really are. They're amazing. For those who don't, if they have 1 stone to lose or 2 stone to lose, that's a problem because you have to stay on it for life. It's a lifelong medication. The second thing is it accelerates the amount of muscle loss. So you might be lighter, but you'll be frail. That's a problem. So you need to do weight training in conjunction with the GLP-1s. So the prevalence of it is frightening, and the prevalence of it for those who don't need it is really worrying. And I think we're going to see the rebound of that in 1, 2, 3 years.
So someone says, I've got a wedding in June. Yeah. I'm going to drop a few kilos.
There are side effects. There are loads of side effects with it. It's not a perfect solution. It is for those who need it. And we've seen that with clients. We have clients who've lost 60, 70, 80 kilograms on it. Amazing. Game changing. But for those who don't, the worry is you have to stay on it for life. When you come off it, you're going to rebound with less muscle mass, more fat mass. The frailty becomes a problem and a worry and a concern with regards to that.
Now, one of the things you recommend in the book, I mean, it's all about walking, but that for people who are carrying maybe too much weight, they're embarrassed to go to the gym.
Yep.
They don't want to strip down into, you know, revealing the flab and so on. Walking is very good, as long as you do it right and do it with some gusto.
Yeah, it is. And that, the beauty of that is, no matter what fitness level you're at, gusto is relative to the person. So if you haven't walked for a couple of years and you're carrying maybe 10 extra stone, it could be 5 minutes to the shop and that's hard. Brilliant. Do it. And keep doing it because it gets easier. You will lose weight. You will feel better. There's nothing it doesn't do. So it's free. And people love free stuff. And sometimes we lose track of that, where this is the easiest way to improve your fitness. And within the book, you'll see that we've routes all around the country to do. We've favourite walks. It's trying to get people up, moving and out.
Well, it's a brilliant book. It's called The Walking Effect by Carl Henry. It's out now. It's been shortlisted for Lifestyle Book of the Year at the 2025 Irish Book Awards. And Carl, thank you very much for joining us in studio today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.